Time now is 6 o'clock. This is WHUS Stores Connecticut, 91.7 FM on your dial. Now it's time for Jazz with In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. Let's start right off with some Dexter Gordon.
Thank you.
Dexter Gordon from the album Go. We heard the Cole Porter original entitled Love for Sale, great jazz standard. And that one features Dexter, great Dexter Gordon, playing a strong tenor sax, Sonny Clark on piano, Butch Warren on bass, and the great Billy Higgins just driving it along on the drums. I think that was, when was that recorded? I think back in 1962, if I'm not mistaken. That's correct. Recorded on Blue Note Records. So a great album. I just actually downloaded that, picked that up in an electronic format a couple days ago, and or a couple weeks ago, let's say, and I've been digging it ever since. All right. You are listening to In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. My name is Ken. Welcome, listeners. We have a couple hours of dynamite jazz music ahead of you. Tonight's playlist is kind of going to cover a wide range of jazz sounds, so I hope you'll dig it. We're going to start off with the Curtis Brothers. They came to town last night, courtesy of the city of Hartford and Andres Chaparro, who produces the Pork Pie Jazz Festival, or Pork Pie Jazz Hat Series is what he calls it. In conjunction with the City of Hartford Office of Cultural Affairs. And Andres does a great job, and he brought the Curtis Brothers into town with a tremendous group. In town last night was, Luquez and Zakai Curtis. Luquez on bass, Zakai on piano. Ralph Peterson on drums. Brian Lynch on trumpet. Jimmy Green on tenor saxophone. And Donald Harrison on alto sax. And they put on just a great performance, took it to another level, as Claire was saying all night. She was right. They each kind of pushed each other to that next level, and it was just a tremendous concert. So they just released an album. The concert was a CD release party. The name of the album is Completion of Proof, and we're going to hear a couple from that album.
Thank you.
Curtis Brothers from their most recent release, Completion of Proof is the name of the album. And we heard two tracks from that one. The first one is The Ange. And just briefly, The Ange is a tribe of indigenous people located in the Bay of Bengal. They survived the 2004 earthquake and tsunami due to their knowledge of nature and different signs that they picked up from stories and legends from their ancestors passed down to the tribe. So interesting story, as pointed out by Zakai Curtis on the liner notes, and he mentioned it at the concert as well. The second track you heard was called The Wrath, and The Wrath is part one of a three-part suite. Part two is called Mass Manipulation, and part three being Manifest Destiny. But we heard The Wrath. And on that one, I'll go through the personnel on that again. Zakai Curtis on piano, Lucas Curtis on bass, Ralph Peterson on drums, Brian Lynch just killing it on trumpet, as he did last night. Definitely impressed everybody that we talked to who was at the concert. Loved the playing of Brian Lynch. On the first track you heard, we heard Donald Harrison on alto saxophone. The second track, you can substitute Joe Ford on alto sax. And it was Jimmy Green on tenor sax. Percussion on that last track was Pedro Martinez. All right, time now is 6:26. You're listening to In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. And we're covering a lot of jazz music tonight. The next one up, a new release from Miles Davis from the album Live in Europe, 1967, Best of the Bootlegs. We're going to hear one of my favorite compositions, a Wayne Shorter composition, on this. And it's a great Miles Davis quintet from that period, which consisted of Miles on trumpet, of course, Herbie Hancock on piano, Wayne Shorter on tenor sax, Ron Carter on bass, and Tony Williams on drums. And we're going to hear Footprints.
Thank you.
But that was Footprints, Miles Davis. Of course, that's a Wayne Shorter composition from the album Miles Davis Quintet, Live in Europe, 1967, Best of the Bootlegs, Volume 1. And really a fine album. I've been listening to it. I listened to the whole thing today, actually, and a great, great album with one of Miles Davis's most creative quintets, I think. Yeah, I think you'll enjoy that one. Definitely check it out. Miles Davis, Live in Europe. Speaking of Wayne Shorter, another album I came across in actually from my eMusic account, my favorite downloading spot, was Wayne Shorter's album Supernova, recorded back in 1969. I remember hearing this in the late 70s, a decade after it had come out, and it really blew me away. And you'll be able to hear Wayne Shorter's, Miles Davis's influence on Wayne Shorter on these next couple tracks from the album Supernova, from kind of the Bitches Brew era, the early meanderings into jazz rock fusion, perhaps. But definitely Wayne Shorter takes it to a level all his own, I think you'll find on these tracks that I'm about to play. We're going to start out with the Jobim composition, Gingy, although you may not recognize it until maybe 4 or 5 minutes into the track. A very, very interesting rendition of this song. So I hope you enjoy it. That's going to be followed up by Water Babies. I'm going to tell you more about it when we get back after you hear these couple tracks. So here it is, Gingy. Thank you.
meu céu e bandos de nuvens que passam ligeiras. Pra onde elas vão? Ai, eu não sei, não sei. E o vento voando nas folhas, contando as histórias que são de ninguém, mas que são minhas e de você também. Ai, din-din, se soubesses o bem que eu te quero, seria din-din, tudo din-din, lindo din-din. Ai, din-din, se um dia você for embora, me leva contigo, din-din. Olha, din-din, fica din-din. E as águas desse rio, onde vão, eu não sei. E a minha vida inteira, você, din-din, que é a coisa mais linda que existe. Você não existe, din-din. Olha, din-din, eu te adoro, din-din. Adivinha, din-din. Ah,
Yes, that was Wayne Shorter from the album Supernova, recorded back in 1969, I think. Yes, August and September of 1969. An incredible group, really a different and unique sound. Wayne Shorter is truly one of the creative driving forces in jazz. So on that album, it was Wayne Shorter on soprano sax, John McLaughlin on acoustic and electric guitar on that last track you heard, Sonny Sharrock also on guitar, Miroslav Vitus on bass, Jack DeJohnette on drums and thumb piano, Chick Corea playing piano and vibes, Erto Moriera on percussion. And in that Gingy track that you heard, it also included Walter Booker on acoustic guitar. Walter Booker, of course, known as a bassist. And on vocals on that was Maria Booker. I'm going to presume that is Walter Booker's wife, but that's a presumption on my part. Maria Booker on vocals on that track. So really an interesting lineup and an album, I think, quite different from most of Wayne Shorter's most famous albums. Really good. I hope you enjoyed that as much as I did. All right, time now, 6:54. You're listening to In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. My name is Ken. Let me give you a little information about my website. You can head on over to my website at www.jazzandbeyond.com. And there you'll see my playlist from previous shows. You can hook into my podcast and download this podcast. Have it done automatically each and every week through iTunes. All the instructions are there on my website at www.jazzandbeyond.com. Also, we've got links to our social networking. My Facebook account, friend me up on Facebook or Twitter or check out my YouTubes. All the links are there, so definitely head on over to jazzandbeyond.com. And while you're at it, check out this fine radio station's website. That would be at www.whus.org. And there you'll find, again, you'll find playlists from all the shows, from all the DJs, blogs from all the DJs, including yours truly, and lots of other interesting stuff over at whus.org. And we are at 91.7 FM. All right, let's keep going with the music. Each and every week, I try to do one of Claire's picks, Claire being my wife, who accompanies me to this radio show every week, helps me with the playlists and such. Tonight, we're going to feature a song from Chris Potter from an album entitled Pure. We're going to hear That's What I Said. We'll be right back. Time now is 7:02. This is WHUS, Storrs, Connecticut.
We'll be right back.
Chris Royal and Dark Matter from the album called Dark Matter. We heard the track Funkin' in Denial is the name of that one. And Chris Royal is a great tenor sax player who Claire and I came across over at New Orleans when we were vacationing there earlier this year. And he just blew us away, him and his band, Dark Matter. So if you're ever in New Orleans, he's playing there all the time. Down on Frenchman Street. Definitely check that out. He'll just rock you out of the house. It's a really good show. Chris Royal, and he had mentioned that he was coming out with an album, his first album. Recently came out last month or two ago, and that's it. I think next week maybe I'll feature that album. We'll play a couple more from that. But there's a taste of Chris Royal and Dark Matter. Hope you like that. Before that, we heard Claire's pick for tonight. That's What I Said from Chris Potter and his album Pure. And that album was released back in 1994. Nice lineup here. Chris Potter on tenor sax, alto, soprano sax, alto sax, bass clarinet on that album. Larry Goldings on organ and piano. Larry Grenadier on bass. John Hart on guitar. And Al Foster on drums. Time now is 7:09. This is In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. Hope you're digging tonight's show. I'm having fun bringing it to you tonight. We had a caller with a request. Peter called from Hartford, tuning us in. And he wanted to hear some Wynton Marsalis, so we're going to play some of that. This one is called No Smokin'.
Thank you.